Okay, so let's at least begin this section. Emuna, Hashgachas is Baruch Shema. Sorry, we're up to pay Ches.
Pay Jainal.
I don't know. Do you have the same pagination in that one?
Ayin
Aleph? Peches. Yeah, it's page Ayin Aleph, Sif Peches.
Page.
Yeah. New section. So remember, again, we're building on our building blocks of Emuna. So he says, Emuna hashgachaso yisparach shemo. Hashlav hashlishi shebo naasok ata hu hanhagaso yisparach shemo. So the third shlav that we are now up to is ultimately hanhagasi, the behavior of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mevuar b'svar makedoshin shehayu ke'ele sheshagu v'savru shetchila HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara es olamo. Ulam la acher mikan hu eniach es hanhagas haolam la hanhagas hakochav mamazalos. Ulam hu yisparshmo azav legamrei es hanhagas haolam ve'en lo shivos v'shaychus klal ve'en lo shaychus imo klal chasushalom v'chasushalom. So actually, what the mechaber is quoting over here is also this was the belief of Aristotle. This is fundamental around Aristotle. Aristotle believed and also believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he believed that God created and then left. And the truth is, God created the laws of nature, and it's the laws of nature that govern the world from this point going forward. Avodas ha'adam lahakir heitiv b'sichlo, v'lochush zos b'levavo, she'akadosh baruch hu lo'azav es olama filo l'rega kat. So a person has to realize that the ribono shel olam, and has to feel in their heart that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never left the world even for a moment. V'lo ya'azov la'netzach netzachim, and ultimately he'll never leave it. Hayidia hazu yidua heitiv l'chol ma'amin. Avodaseinu hi, shehayidia hazu tia eitzav ha'adam b'chol nimei libos. Remember, you know, both say, the avoda that the Mechaber constantly stresses to us is that there are many things that we know. I know them in my mind, but now the goal is to somehow actualize them or bring them into my heart. So I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Hashgacha Pratis, he's involved in every single detail. I believe it, I know it, I should say I know it, but I have to go ahead and somehow find a way to bring it into my heart. V'yachush zos, al kol tsa'ad v'sha'al b'chayev. V'derach ha'karazu, who is kasher bekesher chazak lebari olam, and a person really has to feel this, that the Ribono Shel Olam is actively involved in the world with every step that I take and every wrong that I take on the ladder of life. And the recognition, ultimately, this recognition creates a kesher, creates a connection to HaKadosh Baruch. So remember, whereas in the previous section we were focusing on HaKadosh Baruch who has the borei and I am the nivra, in this particular section, what we're focusing on over here is Hashgacha Pratis. The fact that Ribono Shel Olam is not only the Borei, not just the historical Borei, but he's the contemporary Borei as well. He is the one who created and continuously creates. So, Naschil Levayar Be'ezras Hashem es Hashgachasu Yisbarach Shemo. So, let's begin to explain the Ribono Shel Olam's Hashgacha. Ba'ofen Klali, Ma'aseh Ha'adam Ischalkim Lebeis Chalokim. Yesh esma she'adam magdir dvarim ketanim, v'yesh eshma esma she'adam magdir dvarim gedolim. This is a very interesting chakira here. So there are two different, almost like frameworks in life. There are certain things that we, now maybe framework is not the right word, magdir.
Classifications,
good, thank you. There are some things that we classify as little things, some things we classify as big things. L'moshel, knias dira, buying an apartment, zivog, getting married, uchedome, ha'adam ra'a osam kidvarim gidolim. It's interesting, that order. Right? So go ahead. Right? Buying a house and getting married, those are big things. Lo kol yom machlifin dira. You don't change your house every single day. V'lo chas ha'shalom v'kalos machlifin isha. Right? Mamish is in yonid yom, daf yomi. Right? And not every day, hopefully, is a man going ahead and switching wives. Ba'ofanim elu, ume'ein elu, etzel chilek godol min ha'ma'aminim. Hargashos hanhagaso murgeshes eslam. Ve'im choshim shem tzvichim b'chach es ezosu yisbarach shemo. So generally, the bigger the item, the more I feel that I need to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why, again, people daven all kinds of tefillos for a zivug hagum, right? Or if I'm going ahead and I'm closing on a house or buying an apartment. Again, I realize that there's a lot riding on this. There's so much that could go wrong. For big things, I know that I need the Ribono Shel Olam's help. We look for different tefillos that were arranged by Gedolei Hadoros, mechapsim segulos umechapsim zechuyos. So we look for all different kinds of tefilos, segulos, zechuyos, to be able to get these major things in life. Ulam, kishadaver nogeh lechaye hayom yom, ledvarm hakitanim shebechol yom vayom, sham derech hateva mashkiach mina adam esa zechira ha'amitis. Shekishem shazug toli bo yisparch shemo, ki mamish kol prat uprat bechaye ha'adam. Here's the problem, says the Mechaber. But sometimes when we deal with things that are just part of everyday life, the little things that are necessities of everyday life, so the derech hateva, just the natural order of things is, I forget that the Ribono Shel Olam is involved with those things as well. It's interesting, and this should we call relate to this. The big things, I know that the Ribono Shel Olam, right? I know, getting married, buying a house, parnasa, those are things I know the Ribono Shel Olam, but the little things day to day that happen, often we convince ourselves, and not intentionally, but we often just come, we feel that at the end of the day, this is just teva, this is just the natural order of things, and the Ribono Shel Olam is not really involved in this. Now, again, not that I feel that I've cut God out. I just don't recognize emotion as an active party in this. L'dugma, for example. Adam nichnas lachanos liknos tape katan. Right? So what happens? So, yeah, I what is this talking about? Right? So he goes in to buy a tape. Hu bodik es sugia tapim shiyesh. So he does his comparison shopping and he buys. Right, so can you imagine, we'll make it a little more contemporary. A person goes in to buy a CD, not a CD player, even an MP3 player. And what happens? And I'm doing my comparison. Does a person ever think to themselves, Ribono Shel Olam, please help me with this? Right, be there for me with this. Does a person ever think that? He says, "Kishem shuhu zocher zu b'shashu nosi isha." So when a person is buying the MP3 player, does he think about that? I need siyata d'shmaya for this, just like I need siyata d'shmaya for when I got married, for finding a wife. Zu avodaso shala adam, liskor es hashkachaso yisparch shemo biyom yom. This is the avoda of man to remember the hashkachas Hashem each and every day. Bidvarm hakitanim mamish with the little things. Ba'asher yiskor zos b'chol yom v'yom, or b'chol prat u'prat, azay chayev yihi yu chaye emuna, chayim amitim shekshurim u'dubakim bo yisbarach shemo. The goal ultimately is that I should remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement each and every day, in every single detail. That's when I have a life of emuna. Well, so it's an amazing thing. Now I have to say exactly what this means, but what the Mechaber is positing, which we know to be, it's a truth, meaning it's MS, Shah just has me internalize it, that everything is dependent on the Ribono Shel Olam. So whether I find a good shidduch, or whether I find the right MP3 player, that's all the involvement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's do one more section, Sadik. Nisponi and Vinira. So let's analyze this a little bit. Im nisha adam b'sha shalich likno shulchan kisos chidomeh. Haim hanach sabor shebiyadcha hakaviya eza shulchan liknos. Ohinach ma'amin be'amuna berura she'in b'yecholascha likvoa zos b'klal el ha'kol migzar meni yisparshino b'diyuk eza shulchan tikna. So if you ask a person that's going to buy furniture, do you believe that mamish, it is up to you? It is up to you which table and which chairs you're going to get? Or do you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decide which tables and chairs you're going to have? Meaning, is this, what really now, again, the question is a little bit misleading, because Moshe gives me Bechira. What he's really, the question that's really asking is, do you believe that God is involved in this process or not? Or do you think that it's tables and chairs? The emotional is the emotional. God is involved in my heart beating and finding a wife and finding a house and having parnasa. Those are God areas. Tables and chairs, I'm not sure. He says, Rov rubam shal anashim kimidome, yidu alahem ha-emes, shebe emes in biata adam yicholas likvoa klal is a shulchan yikne. The truth is, most people know the truth, that in reality a person can't even really decide which table he's going to buy. In other words, that really what he's saying is, for everything in life you need mazel. Even to be able to buy the table. So in order for the table to be bought, I have to what? The table has to be available. It has to be the right size. I mean, there are so many elements that have to fall into place in order for me to. I need siyata d'shmaya with that. Elamaisha zu yediyah b'sechal below rak shid rechoka mehargashas libo shal adam. Ela shafilo b'sichlo ein hadar nimtza begiloi ve'ein ha'adam b'derech tava choshev u'misponin b'chozos. So the reality is, this is one of these things that we know intellectually. Of course, God is involved in everything. I can make that argument. But do I actually feel when I walk into the furniture store to buy my tables and chairs, do I feel that the Ribono Shel Olam is part of that process? Like, is that a feeling? Is that a thought that goes through my mind? Bepashtus, the answer to that is no. Bepashtus is no. Nimtza sha'avodas ha'adam lahargil es atzmo, lehisponin lifi ma'asim kitanim, kikinyon, shulchan, kisos, chedome, lo lorot lachonos mibli hisboninos, ela ya'atzorat atzmo techila lizman muat, vihisbonin heitiv mahu omid lasos. Get ready for this. The Mechaber says the truth is, in a perfect world, in a emunadik world, before I go to the store to go ahead and buy the furniture, I'm going to take a few minutes to first boninus. I'm going to contemplate this. What am I about to do? The isbonin ha'im b'mashu omid lasos hu koveya es asher yasig imlav. I have to ask myself the question: am I going to be the final decisor as to what tables and chairs I'm going to buy? And the truth is, the real answer to that question is, no, I'm not the final decisor, because I'm not the final decisor on anything. I can put in my shtadlus, I can put in my effort, I can go ahead and organize this, I could create a certain reality, but at the end of the day, what comes to fruition, what actualizes, that's when the Ribono Shel Olam. B'yidabrakim b'fiv, la'achar shekvar isponin b'chach kivar machshavto, v'yomar la'kodesh baruch Ribono Shel Olam, hinini yodea bebaror, bebaror, shashulchan shani holich liknos, ein bishlitasi klal v'klal livchar ezo shulchan liknos, ela hakol b'gzeroscha yisbarach. So this is amazing. He says, rather a person has to realize that when they buy the table, a person has to say, Ribono Shel Olam, I don't really have any control over which table to buy. Everything is through your gezera. Now we'll say, now what does this mean? He's not saying over here that I'm helpless, that's why I can't buy a table without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So first of all, yes, on one level it could be that I can't buy a table without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't do anything less without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That I know. On a deeper level, what he's saying is, there's nothing in life that occurs without Hashgachas Hashem. We often only focus on Hashgachas Hashem on the big things in life. When it comes to the smaller things, we often kind of feel Olam Kimin Hago Noheg. The world just kind of works the way the world works. And what the Mechaber ultimately is teaching us over here is that's not the case. There's an element of hashgacha in everything. And without hashgacha, even the purchase of the tables and chairs would be impossible. And incredibly, again, remember, like we always see, he's not advancing anything that is intellectually new. Meaning whatever he's saying over intellectually, we knew already. But the difficulty, the challenge ultimately is taking those things we intellectually know and figuring them how to make them into a belief that we feel in our hearts as well. All right. Stop it. I'll pick up with Tzadik Aleph Yemretz Hashem next week.
The problem is, you see it all the time, but sometimes you need the bigger thing to make you remember.